My name is David Seaton, and I am a luthier, which is a maker and repairer of stringed instruments. I got into guitar building when I was about 14 years old. I built my first guitar then, and it was merely a matter of not being able to afford a decent guitar, and the ones that were available that I could afford were really pretty junky. So I found a book at the library, Irving Sloan's Making a Classical Guitar, which I now own a copy of, and I thought, hey, I could do this, no problem. And 2 years later, I made a really bad electric guitar, but it worked. And it was a lot better than what I could have bought. It didn't take me long to realize that I was a much better woodworker than musician. And that still holds true today, so don't ask me to play. And I really, really liked using tools and seeing something happen and seeing something take shape and then to be able to make something that made beautiful music, even though I wasn't necessarily doing the playing. It was just really fun. I really, really enjoyed it.
I just love that sound. That's a sound that I just could listen to all day.
I was really lucky when I decided that I was not a college student anymore. I found out that there was a guitar factory in my neighborhood, literally within about a mile of my house where I grew up. And a friend of mine told me about it, and they said that they had delivered a pizza there, and you should go check this place out. So I went and worked there for 2 years, actually 2.5 years, and learned an awful lot about how to do things the right way. And everybody that worked there either were trained luthiers, they'd gone to school to be luthiers, or they had kind of learned the same way I had, but over many more years. The most frustrating part of guitar building is dealing with musicians. And I don't mean that, you know, in a bad way, but sometimes people don't realize what it is they're asking for, or that what they're asking for is impossible. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting relationship. And yet, if it weren't for musicians, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't be able to do what I do. Part of making instruments is tap tuning, and you're actually trying to tune the resonant frequency of what you're working on to a certain pitch. Or the most valuable thing that I have learned is patience, and there's absolutely no way that you can rush good work. And any time that I feel like I'm getting frustrated or like I have to hurry or something needs to get done, I usually try and make myself stop working altogether. I just have to walk away from it, because that's when I'm going to make a mistake. And I have made mistakes in the past that negated 100 hours of work, and you have to start all over again. So, yeah, patience. And it's been good in many ways, in all aspects of my life, to take that patience and transfer it onto other things that I do. My favorite guitar building story is when I built my first guitar. I took the bus from St. Louis Park to Northeast Minneapolis to Youngblood Lumber to buy wood to build my first guitar. And on the way back, we realized that we could take the bus right past Charlie Hoffman's guitar shop. And he's still there. He's still building guitars, and his son is now helping him. And I called him up, and I said, you know, my buddy and I, we want to build a couple of guitars, but I don't think I can do this fretboard part. That seems like it's kind of beyond our capabilities. Could you make me a couple of fretboards? And he said, yeah, sure, kid, whatever. You know, I mean, he probably figured I'd never show up. And we showed up with, you know, a big mahogany board and walked into his shop, and he said, okay, well, you know, you have to give me a few minutes and I'll go do this. And he had all the machinery all set up to knock out a couple of fretboards in no time at all. And I ran into him actually at a Leo Kottke concert just about 10 or 12 years ago. And I told him, you know, you could have laughed at me and you could have said, eh, get away, kid. You know, you're taking my time. But you didn't, and you encouraged us, and that got me to do it. And I thought, you know, I can be that guy. I can have that shop. I can make guitars. And that was a really cool thing. What I do is important to me because I need an outlet for creativity. And why is it important in the world? Well, a couple things. One, I think that a really nice handmade guitar is a very unique thing, or any instrument really, whether it's, you know, violin or cello or whatever, but a handmade instrument that's well done will do things for a musician that any factory guitar will not do. And that's a thing that so much of our world is mass-produced and factory-made and, you know, whacked out with the computer program on a CNC milling machine and 500 of them just like it right down the row. So I think, to me, I feel like I'm kind of keeping a little bit of tradition alive, a little bit of, you know, handmade, even though I use some machines, but it's still my hands doing it.
Smooth.
I guess I just love wood. I really do. I think those kinds of skills, not just guitar making, any kind of handwork skill, any way that you can help other people learn those skills and make them part of their life, is really important. It's a big part that's kind of disappearing from our world, our culture. It's unfortunate.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Behind the Work is a production of the WTIP News Department. To hear this segment again, or to check out our local news headlines, visit us on the web at wtip.org. Segments from our Behind the Work series can be found right on our homepage.